Seems a bit of a long shot, Grandpa Grumps shook his head. You're saying Lincoln saw a ghost in that mural and went looking for it up on the Hermit's Trail? He must have seen something, Jake argued. Then he followed it into the lane. Link's always seeing things. Whatever it is, I bet it lives up on that Hermit's Trail. Doesn't make any sense, his grandfather said, and we can't afford to go on any wild ghost chases, Jake. Not now. Your brother's gone missing, and we have to find him. Your mother and father will be out of their minds with worry. But we gotta call the cops. Every second counts. Give me that cell phone of yours and let me dial 911. Jake fished his mobile out of his pocket and handed it over. His grandpa looked at the screen, frowning angrily. Where's the buttons? He demanded. Huh? How do you punch in the numbers? You swipe to open the screen, then hit the phone icon on the bottom left corner, then... Here. Grandpa Grumps handed the phone back to him. You dial 911, then give the phone to me. Jake did as he was told, then, while Grandpa talked, he looked up and down the road where they had come back together after their hasty search. How far is it to the Hermit's Trail? He asked Nana West. Sorry, hun, what trail? She said, confused by his question, because she had been tuning in to the exchange between Grandpa Grumps and the emergency services dispatcher. The Hermit's Trail Grandpa talked about when we were looking at that last mural just before Lincoln took off. It's up past the E&N Railway, she nodded toward a hillside at the edge of town. Why do you want to know, dear? I think that's where he might be. Why do you think that? Because we were looking at that mural when he saw whatever it was made him take off. It's like he wanted to run into that mural, Jake explained. I bet she has gone looking for the real place. Nana sighed and drew him to her. I know you're worried about your brother and want to help find him, love, but our best hope is to let the police take over. I don't dare think what might happen if we don't find him quickly. There's no need for panic, but we do have to get a proper search started immediately. Can I go look for him, Nana? Jake pleaded. I know where he is. Alarmed, she held him at arm's length, shaking her head sadly. No, she said. We have to let the police take charge, dear, and not add to their problems. She went on about Amber Alerts and search parties, if it came to that, but Jake hardly heard what she was saying. He's there, I know it, he couldn't help thinking, on the Hermit's Trail. He looked up through a little plaza with its pond and First Nations mural, across a street named Shemanis Road, between two dancing trees that reminded him of the Dr. Seuss stories their Nana used to read to him and Lincoln when they were little. Then up a narrow, twisty drive to what she had called the E&N Railway. Jake, Nana West snapped him out of his wayward thoughts, your grandfather is talking to the police. While he waits for them here, we'll go look through town some more. Maybe he headed to Waterwheel Square or home, who knows. What I do know is we don't need a second grandson gone missing looking for the first. Do you understand? He nodded. Promise you're not going to go looking for your little brother on your own. Jake froze. He should have agreed, but couldn't bring himself to do it. Promise me you won't go looking for Lincoln on your own, she insisted, holding him in her gaze. But hard as he tried, he just couldn't get his head to bob up and down or force the words she wanted to hear out of his mouth. Jake, she demanded. He stared back. Finally, after what seemed several forevers, he managed a nod and mumbled, okay. But it made him sick at heart to have to lie to his Nana like that.